了凡四训故事系列第一集
A Legend of Lu Fan A Story Series Episode 1
慈云寺奇遇明朝嘉靖年间
A miraculous encounter at Xian Temple during the Jiajing reign of the Ming Dynasty
江南嘉善县有一个书生名叫袁了凡
In the county of Jishan, Jiangsu province, there was a scholar named Yuan Lefan.
他小时候父亲就去世了。
He lost his father when he was young.
母亲让他放弃科举。
Let him give up on the imperial examination.
改学医术。
Change to study medicine.
母亲说。
Mother said.
学医能养活自己。
Can I make a living studying medicine?
也能帮人治病。
Can also help people to treat diseases.
这是你父亲的心愿。
This is your father's wish.
袁了凡听话的。
Yuan Lefan was obedient.
跟着一位老医生学医。
Learn medicine from an old doctor.
日子过得平静安稳。
Life is peaceful and stable.
可是在他十七岁那一年
However, in that year when he was 17,
一切都不一样了。
Everything is different.
那天
That day,
袁了凡去慈云寺游玩。寺里
Yuan Lefan visited the Xian Temple.
古木参天
Ancient trees towered.
香火缭绕
Crowded.
他正四处闲逛。
He is wandering around.
忽然看见一位老者，胡须修长，面如古铜。
Suddenly, I saw an old man with long white beard and a face like bronze.
双眼如电。
Eyes like lightning.
正站在廊下打量。
Standing in the corridor, looking around.
他，老者走过来。
He walked over an old man.
对他说
Tell him.
你就是袁了凡吧
You are Yuan.
你本该是官场中人
You should have been a person in the officialdom.
明年就要中秀才
Next year, I will be a scholar.
怎么在这里学医袁了
How did you learn about Yuan?
凡吃了一惊
Surprised.
老先生
Old man,
您怎么知道我的名字
How did you know my name?
老者
Elder,
微微一笑
A slight smile,
我姓孔，是云南人，得少雍
My surname is Kong, and I am from the Xiong people of Yan'an.
黄吉
Hello book,
经世真传
The way of the world,
精通命理推算
Proficient in fortune telling.
我刚才看你面相。
I just looked at your face.
知道你命中有官运。
I know that you have good fortune in your career.
所以叫住你。袁了凡半信半疑。
So Lao Fan, the main protagonist, was skeptical.
但还是把老者请回家中，告诉了母亲。
But I still brought the old man home to tell my mother.
母亲让孔先生试算一下家里的小事。
Mother asked Mr. Kong to handle the small matters at home.
结果一件一件，全都说中，分毫不差。
The results were all accurate with no errors.
原来
I'm sorry.
凡动了心。
Anyone who has a heart.
他放弃了学医
He gave up studying medicine
重新捡起书本
Pick up the books again
开始准备科举
Start preparing for the imperial examination
孔先生替他算了一卦
Mr. Kong calculated for him
写下了一张单子
Writer's seat
你现考第十四名
You currently rank 14th
辅考第七十一名
71st in the exam
体学考第九名
9th in physics exam
第二年考中秀才领生领米91、15斗时就能当上贡生之后
After passing the exam with flying colors in the second year, he could earn 91.15 due of rice and become a commoner.
由贡生选官，在四川某县当知县，干了三年半就辞官回家。
The official, who was appointed by the cooperative, served as a magistrate in a county in Sichuan for 3.5 years before resigning and returning home.
53岁那年8月14日
On August 14th, at the age of 53,
丑时，寿终正寝。
When you are old, you will die.
一生没有儿子。
A lifetime without a son.
孔先生说完。
After Mr. Kong finished speaking,
把那张纸递给袁乐。
Give that paper to Yuan.
凡，袁乐。
It's over.
凡接过来。
Please take it.
心里说不出是什么滋味。
What I feel inside is indescribable.
喜的是，自己这辈子清清楚楚。
The good thing is that I have a clear understanding of myself.
怕的是自己这辈子到头了。
What I'm afraid of is that I'll die one day.
他把这张纸小心翼翼地收好。
He carefully put the paper away.
第二年开始。
Starting in the second year.
袁了凡参加科举。
You and Liu Fu participated in the imperial examination.
现考第14名。
Currently ranked 14.
辅考第71名。
71st in the exam.
提学考第9名。和孔先生说的一字不差。
Ranked 9th in the exam and said that Mr. Kong said that every word was correct.
袁乐凡又惊又怕。
Yuan Lefan was both shocked and scared.
惊的是
Surprisingly,
孔先生的本事。
Mr. Kong's ability.
怕的是自己的命运已经被钉死在纸上。
I'm afraid that my fate has already been sealed here.
从此以后
From now on.
他开始把命运交给一张纸。
He began to entrust his fate to a piece of paper.
反正命数已定。
Well, since fate is already decided,
努力也是白努力。
All efforts are in vain.
他不再用心读书。
He no longer reads with care.
考试时随意作答，名次。
Answer randomly during the exam.
果然跟孔先生说的一模一样。
Indeed, it's exactly the same as what I said to Mr. Kong.
他该领多少米?
How much should he measure?
什么时候升贡?每件事都像被算好的棋子。
When everything is like a chess game.
一步步落下去。
Step by step.
有一件事让他彻底信了命。
This made him completely determined.
他当上领升后
After he became a leader,
按规矩领米
agile,
有一次领米91:15斗时
once at 9:11 a.m. in the fifth hour,
本该马上转成共生
it should have been converted to symbiosis immediately.
可是上司偏偏把那个名额给了别人
however, my boss stubbornly gave that position to someone else.
袁了凡心里嘀咕
Yuan Lefan muttered in his heart
孔先生算错了
Mr. Kong was wrong
过了不久
Just a while ago
另一位上司看中了他的文章破格提拔他为贡生
Another boss saw his article and promoted him to a position in symbiosis
他算了算前后领的米不多不少
He counted the amount of rice he had received before and after.
正好91:15斗，袁乐凡彻底服了。他坐在房间里。
Exactly 91:15 due, Yuan Le finished his work and sat in the room.
把孔先生当年写的那张纸又拿出来看了一遍。
I looked at the paper that Mr. Kong wrote again.
上面的每一个字都已经变成了现实。
Every word has become a reality.
他抬起头看着窗外。
He looked out the window.
什么时候中举？
When will I pass the exam?
什么时候当官？
When to become an official?
什么时候死？
When to die?
甚至有没有儿子都定了。
Even the son has been decided.
他自言自语。
He talked to himself.
想也没用。
It's useless to think.
急也没用。
It's no use being in a hurry.
从那天起。
From that day on.
袁乐凡不做任何计划。
You and Leffen did not make any plans.
不看任何书。
Without looking at any books.
不交任何朋友。
Don't make any friends.
每天打坐。
Meditate every day.
让心空空的，什么都不想。
Let your mind be empty without any thoughts.
有人说他修行好，心静如水。
Some say he is a good person with a calm and peaceful demeanor.
只有他自己知道。
Only he knows.
那不是静，是死。
That's not stillness, that's death.
他的心像一潭死水。
His heart was like a stagnant pond.
没有波澜。
No waves.
也没有活气。
No life.
这种日子一过就是好几年。
This is a period of time that lasts for several years.
直到有一天。
One day.
他去了南京栖霞山。
He went to Nanjing, Nanjing.
他听说山上有一位云谷禅师，道行高深。
He heard that there was a Zen master named Yan Gu in the mountains, and his practice was very high.
很多人去拜见他。
Many people went to see him.
袁乐凡闲着也是闲着，就上了山。
Yuan Lefen, with nothing to do, went up the mountain.
那天，他和云谷禅师对坐在一个房间里。
That day, he and Yan Gu Zen master sat in the same room.
房间里没有别人。
There is no one else in the room.
只有三间空空的屋子。
Only three empty rooms.
云谷禅师看了。
Cloud Valley Zen master saw.
看他，什么话都没说。原来。
Look at him. He didn't say anything.
凡也不说话。
The dog doesn't speak.
两个人就这样面对面坐着。
Two people sat facing each other.
从白天坐到黑夜。
From day to night.
从黑夜坐到天亮。整整三天三夜。
From the dark night to dawn for a full 3 days and 3 nights.
袁乐凡没有合过眼。
Mr. Yuan has never met.
也没有动过一个念头。
I didn't even think about it.
第四天清晨。
Fourth morning.
云谷禅师终于开了口。
Finally, Yan Gu Zen master spoke.
你这个人真是了不得。禅师的声音低沉而有力。
You are truly amazing.
一般人心里念头不断。
People's thoughts are constantly flowing.
像猴子一样跳来跳去。
Like a monkey jumping up and down.
你做了三天三夜。
You've been working for 3 days and 3 nights.
竟然一个妄念都没有。
He didn't even have a thought.
你是修了什么功夫？
What kind of martial arts do you practice?
原来。
I'm sorry.
凡老老实实地说。
Frankly speaking.
大师，我没有休息。
Master, I haven't rested.
我只是知道，我这一生的命都被孔先生算定了。
I just know that my entire life has been predetermined by Mr. Kong.
荣辱。
Pros and cons.
生死都有定数。
Life and death are constants.
我想也没有用。
I don't think it's going to work.
所以，干脆不想了。
So, I don't want to do it anymore.
云谷禅师听完，忽然哈哈大笑。
After listening, Yan Bu Zen Master suddenly burst out laughing.
那笑声在三间。
The laughter echoed in the courtyard.
空屋里回荡。
The empty house echoes.
震得袁了凡。
Shook Yuan's annoyance.
心里一颤。
A tremor in my heart.
云谷禅师收起笑容。
Cloud Valley Zen Master put away his smile.
正色道。
Righteous path.
我原以为你是个好姐。
I thought you were a good sister.
没想到你不过是个凡夫。袁了。
I didn't expect you to be such a scoundrel.
凡愣在那里，命由我做，福自己求。
I stand here waiting for my fate to be determined by me.
云谷禅师站起来。
Nung Valley Zen Master stood up.
指着他的胸口。
Pointing at his chest.
你那颗心还没有活过来。
Your heart hasn't come back to life.
袁了凡的心像被什么击中了。那几年压在心上的石头。
After a few years, Yuan Lao Fan's heart was like a stone that had been struck.
忽然裂开了一道缝。星下一集预告，星星云谷禅师告诉袁了。
Suddenly, a crack appeared, and the episode preview of Story Cloud Valley showed that Zen Master Yuan told Yuan about.
命可以改，福。
Nothing is impossible.
可以求。他拿出一张空白的功过格。
Can he get a blank record of achievements and shortcomings?
让袁了凡把自己的过错一条条写下来。
Make Yuan left and write down his mistakes one by one.
袁了凡跪在佛前，发下誓愿。
Yuan left and knelt before the Buddha and made a vow.
从今天起
，From today，
他要亲手改写自己的命运。
He wants to rewrite his own destiny with his own hands.